now Hechidami, what's the case talking about? Hechidami, the Yom that the bottom first started off to say, I'll pay the Esrim, the Echad, I'll pay 21. Now a fifth of that is comes out to be 26 and a dinner. And since this other one is saying he'll give 26, that's 5 more, so you have to add 5 to your 26 and a dinner, which comes out to 31 and a dinner. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Habaylum Kedmim. But for Yimlam, if the Baal did not say he'll pay 21, but rather he only said he'll pay 20. So according to his Cheshman, he has to pay 20, even with the Chavish, it's only 25. And now that somebody else says he'll pay 26, Aymla, he has a right to say to Hegish, listen, he got Ticha. I have somebody, it's on my place, meaning he'll pay you more. So therefore we leave the Baalim alone, and we tell this person, let him pay the 26. Because according to how much the Baalim wants to pay, he offered to pay 20, and his fifth makes it only to be 25. And if somebody else offers to pay 26, Anach Nami, we'll leave the Baalim alone, and we'll let this other person pay the 26. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah, by the Mishnah on Dab Chof Ches, here on Omer Alfi on top. Mishnah says, Machrim Odom Mitzoynoi Umivkoroi Umeyavodov Umishivchoisov Haknanim. Does you want to be Machrim something? We'll soon see it's a Machlekes, whether it goes to the Kahanim or whether it goes to the Bedek Abayis. But the Chiddush is you can't make everything your own Cherim. You're going to do it Mitzoynoi, from your Tzoyn. We'll soon see it means not all your sheep. Whereas Mitkor were not all your Bokor. From Yavodim and not all of them. The same thing. And from your steachuzo, from karka that you own, that you're yasha from your father. The Rashi says it means miksas soynoi. Part of it, some of it you're allowed to say. I'm a reihen cherim v'nois l'koyin. It's Rashi, our Mishnah Stam goes, you give it to the koyin. So Mishnah says though, but v'im hechrim es kulam, let's say you're machrim all your tzoyin or all your bokor, then ain't a machrim, then it's not chal, then it's no good. Rashi says, Kulamin shalei shayi liyatz meklum, you do not leave off anything for yourself. In Chosh Mishnayis, it means that if I'm just even kol hamin, if you machrim all the tzayin you have, that's also no good. Not only have you machrim everything, but even just all the tzayin, that's also no good. Ain't a machrim. Give a Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe Lezer. Omar Rebbe Lezer ben Azayah, so Rebbe Lezer ben Azayah says, the first one is Rebbe Lezer, and this is your Rebbe Lezer ben Azayah, that Ma'im Lugvoya, Einodim Rishur Lahachrim Kol Nechosef, he learns out from this, Madhavi, you want to give it like to Hegdash, you want to give it to the Kahanim, you can't give away everything you own, is Lachas Kamavakama, Sheyodim Chas Al Nechosef. Person should be careful about his own property, and like not stop to give it away, you shouldn't give it away, you shouldn't give away all your property to other people. The similar we have a Lacha that, in Ushadim Masakim, Mabazal Yval Yossi, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth. That's even for stock, you shouldn't give away more than a fifth. Because right now from over here, you shouldn't give away all your property. Yeah, so Rashi says, the Mishnah, the Mishnah not talking about stock, it just means, Chas on the Chos, Rashi says, Le'yavazim Le'hedyit. You should not give it away, stamp to another person, you shouldn't give away for present, let's say, all your property. So Mer says, how do we know this, that you shouldn't make everything you have, Cherim, or all the Tzoyin, all the Bakar? Minahan emili, the Torah Rabban went like this. The Pasuk says, Mikol asher loy, Mikol, from everything you have. But for loy kol asher loy, not everything you have. Me yodam, for loy kol odam, not all the yodam. Odam here means, anavodam kananim, but not everyone you shouldn't give away. Me behema, the same thing, for loy kol behema. Me stay achuza, for loy kol stay achuza. Yochlai would have thought to say, Layachrim, stam lechatchili, you should not be machrim, you shouldn't give away all your animals or all your avodim. But v'yem hechrim, if he did do it though, but the yevid, maybe yehe mechuramim, maybe wudichal, but the yevid, on this time alone, the Pasuk says, ach, give a rebelezem, ach is a miyat to say here, it's even but the yevid. That's not chal if you give away all your tzoyin to hegdish, to turkanim. On this, Omer rebelezem ben Azariah, marim legvoye, no de mishor lahachrim, kol nechosav, and the lachas kama v'kama, she yodem chas on the chosav. The person should not give away all his property to somebody else. So Moses Utsrich, we need both chidushim like in the Mishnah. Utsrich, you need the chidush by every min by itself. They say you should not give everything. Dikos rachamone mikola sheloi, you shouldn't give from everything you have. Havamino, call the isle loi. Lachrim, you shouldn't be machrim every single thing you own. Then maybe if you want to give away just all your sheep, you're allowed to. Because Rachmana Torah says, no, may Adam, v'loy kol Adam. You can't even give away all your avodim, all your avodim kananim. You cannot give them away. So even like from one min, you cannot give everything. Now, because Rachmana Torah would have just said, may Adam, means you can't give away your avodim. Why? D'loy sagile b'loy avoida. Because you can't manage without having people work for you. Like a person needs avodim. So maybe the other term was marked enough to give everything away. Avul soda, but on the property. Sagilei disturin, maybe it's enough of you be a disturin. Rashi says it means that maybe you'll be an oris, you work for somebody else, you'll be a sharecropper with somebody else, and you'll be mekabel, a third of the property, a fourth. So maybe it's enough not that you own your own, not that you have to own your own property, but you work on somebody else's. So Kamash will know, even your soda rosh, you should not sell everything. V'yashmin hanitarat these two things, yavodim and yisodois, mishundochich yusav ochich yusav, you live on these things, that's your panosa. Avu metaltlim, just on utensils you have. I would have thought to say, lechar minukula, you'll have to be machim all your utensils you want. Yisricha, that's the chiddish, that even the utensils also you should not. Rashi says, therefore says, mikol ha-shaloi, v'loi kol ha-shaloi, dehainu metaltlim. Now, behemah, what do you have to have the drush off on behemah also, you can't give away all your animals? Look at the time, like we learned, that Yochol Yachrimod Benoyu Bitoy Avodim Shechoysov for Ivrim. Maybe a person could even be Machrim to give away his own children, his own Avodim Ivrim, the Sodim Miknosoi, and the Sod that you bought of somebody else, which really means it has to go away, it has to go back to the original Bailim. So maybe these things you could be Machrim, means give it over to the Kahanim to say the Kahanim should own it. Rashi says, "Bita yesto shus lemoichra bekatnusay v'loy benaris." Like bita here means benayz lo bekasha. Or some of the word benayz we have to take out. Yeah, on the sheet it says benayz labdavka. It only says benay agav bitay. But the main thing is, I would have thought to say, just like a father has a right to sell his daughter before she's an arif and omavriya, maybe you could also give her away to the kahanim. Maybe your own daughter you could give away, or else your ivrim, your eved ivri, or your omavri you could give away. Talmud, the pasuk says, no behema. That ma behema yesh lo reshus lemoichro means lo ilam. You could sell an animal forever. Is afkol yesh lo reshus lemoichro. Anything else also that you have reshus to sell forever. On that you have halacha, you're allowed to be machramit. But these things, no. For at Gemara, v'alai bita ketan yesh lo reshus lemoichro. Ah, you're allowed to sell your young daughter for an omavri, you could sell her. Says, so, yochol yachrimenu, maybe you can make a din chirim on, and she goes to the works for the kahanim. On this Talmud, the pasuk says, no behema. That ma behema yesh to reshus lemoichro liyelam. A stam mechira behema, you can sell her forever, you can sell the animal forever. Is av kol sheyesh to reshus lemoichro liyelam, has to be something you can sell forever. And this you can't sell forever, so therefore these things are no din chirim chal. Now it says in the Mishnah, what Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So kol shchein lehed yit, for your friend you should not give away everything you own. So Mor says, Tanakam, like what's the difference? Tanakam also agrees. Like what is he adding on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? So Mor says, yes, the difference would be the Rabbi Loi in Rabbi Loi's halacha. What's that? The Yomer Rabbi Ilo that the Yushis can inusha them in a takonon hamavazveis al yavazveis yoshem echoimesh. That somebody wants to give away, even for that niyam, for tztokom, you should not give away more than a fifth of your property. A fifth, you shouldn't, more than a fifth not. A tenth is tztokom, that's you're supposed to. A fifth if you want to, that's a bigger midah, but more than a fifth not. Rashi says, the gamrina miyakov, the chsiv bay, treni surin. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah isled Rabbi Loi, holds like that. To us, lashminin shiyodam chas on the chosov. You shouldn't give away that much, shouldn't give away more than a fifth even tztokom. But Rashi says, Reb Lezer, Tanakama Lesna de Rabilo, the business to Vleichbislon, Lesheshai Liatzmak Tsas, Tum de Cherim, according to him, would be enough as long as you leave over something for yourself. But as much as you want to give stock, you'd be allowed to, as long as you don't give away everything, just like by Cherim. As long as you don't give away all your tzayin, you're allowed to. So I'll be the Machlokes, and give away more than a fifth, for stock, and to be hold from Rabilo, you're not. Yeah. Now the Mor says, Maisa, once happened a story, with one person, she wanted to give away more than a fifth of his property for tztaka. And his chaver did not let him give it away. Oman, who was his chaver? Who was his friend? Rabbi Yeshevov, who was Rabbi Yeshevov? He also held the Gabalos of Menazariah. The Yarmilo, Rabbi Yeshevov, is some state of the opposite way. Rabbi Yeshevov was the one that wanted to give it away. So, Nicholai Chaver, Oman, and Rabbi Kiva, they all hold, like these both two shittas, both hold like Gabalos of Menazariah, like Ulis, Ilos, Takonam, the Renachnami. The Yevazli should not give away more than a fifth. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, Hamachrim b'noi ubitoi v'yavodev shivchosa yivrim. Somebody is machr, is his son or his daughter. We have before, it's not chal. Yavodev yever ivri shivchosa yivrim will stay miknosai, or was a son that you bought off somebody else. That the locher is, it has to go back to the original owner on Yovel. So you do not own it forever, you can't sell it forever. Is ein mechrom, the cherim is not chal. That's the klal. Sheinodim machrim dover shenish aloi. You can't be machrim something you don't own. It's not yours completely. If you don't own it forever, it's not. You can't be machrim it. Yeah. Hakahanim, the Mishnah says, Hakahanim balaviyim ain machrim. They also have no din to be machrim. Divrei Rav Yehuda. Here's the words of Rav Yehuda. Rav Shimon I know. Hakahanim ain machrim. Only kahanim can be machrim. Why? Shachrom shalahem. Because cherim is a new type of a hegdish. We'll see later when you machru something, if it has a din kedusha on it, until you give it away to the kohen. The mitzvah is to give it to the kohen, and by the kohen it becomes his private property. It's like chulin by him. For the kids, the mitzvah is to give it to kahanim. So therefore, kahanim can't be machrim because it's like you one pocket to another pocket. For leviyim machrim, but the leviyim could be machrim. They'll have a chiyuv to give it to a kohen. Shein hacharom shalahem, the charom does not belong to the leviyim; it goes to a kohen. So, kitzas and machlokes could kahanim and levim that Tanakam holds a kahanim and levim a machrim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. If Shimon holds no, only a kohen, but a levi could. Omar Rabbi, Rabbi says like this: Nir and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I like Rabbi Yehuda's word that he says both cannot. Bekakois, that's by karkush. Nemar Pasuk says ki achuzas oilem hilahem, that the property should always belong to them. Mashmash to stay by a kohen but a levi, they should not give it away. So therefore he holds that they cannot be machrim the karka. But v'divrei Rabbi Shimon, he likes the words of Rabbi Shimon that says, only a kohen cannot, the levi could, but metaltlim. Sheinachrom shalhem, then it's a good sort of say where a levi should be able to, because it doesn't belong to levi anyway. So therefore by metaltlim he should be able to. So that's this pasuk case by levim and kanim ki achuzas oilim hilahem, that the property should always stay by them, and therefore if a levi would be machrim his karka, it would not come to stay by him or go out to the kanim. That's a spur why a levi cannot be machrim even, it cannot be machrim kakois. Now the Gemara says, for Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he says what? A kohen and levim, both cannot be machrim. So vishle mekahanim machrimim, shechrom shalahem. It goes to them anyway, so what kind of cherim is it? El levim, vishle mekakoi lo mecharmi. It's good, you understand why by karki will hold. They can't be machrim, the karki, as if to say they want to give it away to the kahanim. You see the postik says, ki achuzas oilam hilahem, the property should always be to them. It should not go away from them. Elo but metaltli lecharmi. Why? What's wrong with you? Why can't a levi make charamim on his metaltlim? Mor says, Amakor the Pesuk says, mikol asheloi umisodei achuza. Says here, mikol asheloi, so the hekesh over here. This is talking about by the parasha of charamim. That makish metaltlim lechakois. So just like a levi cannot be machrim his karko, who then he cannot be machrim his metaltlim either. Yeah. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon said this, Vishleim kahanim kadiyamor. Shimon said, Vishleim kahanim, understand why they can't make cherim, because it goes back into their own pocket. So you understand. El levim, Vishleim metaltlim lechorim. Levim, Vishleim the metaltlim is okay. They can be chorim. Why? Because he owes le makish. He's not makish metaltlim to kakois of the levim. Elo mekakoi amai, but kakoi, how could Rabbi Shimon say that levim could be machrim mashmi even the kakois? I accept the pasuk says achulas or achuzas oilam hilahem. It should always stay by them. So how could they machrim and give it away to the kahanim? So Gemara says my machrimim nami the kamar. What does Rabbi Shimon mean to say when he holds that levim could be machrim? Metaltlim, he only meant to say the metaltlim, that's what levim could do. Yeah. For the Gemara, no, for me, the Torah says, doesn't the Sefer. Omer Rebbe says, Near in Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, I like what Rabbi Yehuda says with Mekakoi. But with Divrei Rabbi Shimon Metaltlim, it's so Mechlaud, Rabbi Shimon, he himself, from Mekakoi Nami Koma. The Rebbe just said, I like what Rabbi Shimon said, Negeit Metaltlim. Mashmur Rabbi Shimon himself holds that even Karkoi is also a Levi could be Machrim. The question is why? Samura says, no, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Omer Rebbe says, that Nirun Divrei Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, the Karkois, I like what Rabbi Yehuda says that a Levi cannot be Machim as Karko, according to Rabbi Shimon. You know why? Sheref Rabbi Shimon Lenechloku Olav. Even Rabbi Shimon himself would also agree to this Svara, that a Levi cannot be Machim his Sada, his fields, because by doing that he's giving it away to the Kahanim, that says, Achuzas Olam Loyin, should say it to him. Lenechloku, what does he argue? Elva Metalpim, that's the Ramachloik, because a Levi be Machim his Metalpim. Aber wir kakor is mei delay, so for is no kasha. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Ravin, hechrim metaltlim, let's say somebody is machrim his metaltlim, he says, harezu chayrim, so we're going now that this is the way you'd be machtish it right now, but the loch of this hegdish is that it goes to the kohen, you have to give it to a kohen. So loch is noistam lechol kohen, she is to give it to any kohen you want. Shinema Pesach says, kol chayrim be Yisrael,